with temptation. That this could deal with the circumscribed life of obedience and godliness and virtue that is yours to live, and you're battling sin and you're just squeezed into this pressure of trying to overcome sin all the time and conform to God. Can that do it? Will you just get weary of the battle and bail out? What about persecution? That's a direct word. It means actual bodily harm or abuse verbally, suffering at the hands of those who reject Christ. What about famine? What happens when you don't have enough food and you've been deprived and you've been sent to Siberia and you have to eat on a meager diet of bread? What happens when you don't have any clothes and you're naked and the cost of your discipleship is that high, or you fall into what he calls peril, kindinos, danger, treachery, or the sword itself? I mean, you literally die. That's what that means. You lose your life. Is that going to do it? The worst possible stuff. Is that going to make a true Christian bail out? Is it going to drive him to doubt and rejection and sin? Is that going to break the bond? And then in verse 36, he quotes Psalm 44:22 from the Septuagint. And says, just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. You know what he says? He says, look, all that stuff I just mentioned in verse 35, that's par for the course. The psalmist even wrote that it's true of God's people in all ages. We just have it tough. We're going to be put to death all day long. We're sheep to be slaughtered. All saints have to endure that to some degree, alienation, persecution, hostility. Jesus said, if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow me, don't even think about being my disciple. Don't even think about it. Matthew 10. So the question I ask you, beloved, is this. Does that kind of stuff in a Christian's life make them abandon their faith? No. It doesn't produce abandonment of faith. It produces spiritual strength, right? That's the kind of stuff that doesn't make you weak. It makes you strong. That's the kind that brings out the reality of your redemption. That's the kind that shows the truth about who you belong to. You want to find out if a Christian's real? Put them through that little list. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. You'll find out. You'll find out if he's real. It's not going to make him abandon his salvation. It's not going to sever that relationship because God holds him.